This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekly edition of our Quick Hits, our up-to-date news in the world of travel and points and miles. A few updates this week, and unfortunately, I think probably one of the biggest updates is going to come out after I'm able to record this and get it to our team and get it processed and launched for Friday, and that is the update to the Amex Platinum and Business Platinum with the refresh. We'll get to that in just a minute. Quick reminder for everybody that we do have our Facebook group, and now we've actually moved the Messenger chat that was within the Facebook group, because Facebook's getting rid of those, to a WhatsApp community. The link to that is in the show notes, as well as in the Facebook group as well. We have a very, very lively and active chat, which is great. People asking questions all the time, whether it's tied to the credit card on payroll with Zill Money or just general chats. And as I think the chats get expanded a little bit, we'll probably start opening up a few more chats or subcategories in there. But right now, great place to ask questions, whether you are experienced or a newbie, simple questions or getting into thoughts about, is this redemption worthwhile? Or you want to talk about, have a place to be able to be excited about a redemption you just did that, you know, you're excited to be able to take, I should say a trip that you're excited to take. That's the place and the form and the opportunity to do it, in a space where everyone essentially is looking to figure out how they can revolutionize their travels and get more from it. So some of the news that we have for this week, as many probably already know, Chase just relaunched their massive welcome offers for both the Ink Business Cash and Ink Business Unlimited cards. Those tend to only show as cash back when you look at it from a surface level. So when you see it, before it's usually advertised as $750 in cash back, but now it's advertised as $900 in cash back or 90,000 ultimate rewards points. Because if you have an ultimate rewards card, that is any of the Sapphire Reserve cards or the Sapphire Preferred card, and when I say any of the Sapphire Reserve, we now mean both Business Reserve and Personal Reserve, or the Ink Business Preferred, well, then you basically unlock that cash back or turn it into points. So now instead of $900 in cash back, you get 90,000 ultimate rewards points, which arguably is a lot more valuable than actual cash back. And Chase hasn't said how long these offers will last. So if you've been considering a new business card, now's the time. As always, we will share our referral link, and we don't do any affiliate programs with credit cards. So it's just a regular personal referral link. You're welcome to use that if you're thinking about getting these cards. However, if you have a player two, or you are player two and you have a player one, keep in mind that we are still in the window where you can still refer to someone that already has an Ink business card, and you can get the referral bonus. And that's going, I believe, up until October 7th. And beyond October 7th, basically that referral bonus is only valuable or only eligible to someone who has not had any sort of business credit card with Chase. I think specifically any of the Ink business credit cards. We'll probably get some more clarification on that in the future. So while we would love for you to consider using our link, be sure to use your friend's link, your P2's link, whoever it may be. And even if you already have a card, you can still kind of double dip or triple dip on that referral bonus, at least now through October 7th, if you are considering getting one of these cards. This news is first noticed by Upgraded Points, I do believe, and it's big news for anyone who uses Avios, because now you can transfer Avios between British Airways, Iberia, Aer Lingus, Qatar, Finnair, and more, but through a brand new website. So you have basically been able to do these transfers before, but it was super clunky and frustrating on how to do it and not always very clear. But the new system makes it very simple and seamless. Once you log in, you set up two-factor authentication for each account, and then you connect them. And then once you connect them, transfers are instant. And you'll also see a clear dashboard showing all of your Avios balances in one place. Takes a little bit of setup on the front end, but I think this is a huge improvement. I mean, it's a major upgrade and creating a more seamless system. We've talked many times about how Avios, you can move, especially British Airways to Qatar if you're looking for Q suites and other things. But again, the process has been a little bit clunky in the past, especially for some of the other airlines like Finnair and Aer Lingus. But now it's more easier than ever to unlock some of the best flight deals in the world just by having the ability to transfer any of your credit cards, pretty much all of the major transferable points, transfer directly into British Airways as an example. And now we've got a system to very easily get it from British Airways to any of these other Avios program airlines. So if you do have Hilton for Business, which I do believe is required if you're wanting to use the Hilton quarterly statement credit for your Amex Business Platinum, I'm pretty sure I was forced to kind of connect with or sign up for Hilton for Business, which wasn't a cost or anything inconvenient at all. But now I'm getting some targeted offers with Hilton for Business. And it looks like this is available pretty wide scale, where if you complete 10 nights at the Hilton for Business rate by December 15th, you'll earn this diamond status with Hilton through March 31st of 2027. So no registration is necessary. Your Hilton for Business bookings will be automatically applied to what they are calling a fast track promotion. Obviously, there's some terms and conditions to review, and you must be a Hilton for Business member. So this is pretty interesting because if, let's say, you only have the Amex Business Platinum and maybe a lower tier Hilton credit card, well, then this could be an opportunity to fast track your stay to get Hilton Diamond status. Now, I recently acquired the Hilton Aspire credit card, which provides Diamond status automatically, but this could be a way to get Diamond status without needing to have that card. Now, obviously, there is a stay requirement that has to be met, and that could require a mattress run if you don't already have travel lined up. So that may not be worth it compared to just having a card with the, I think, a $550 fee, but just something to keep in mind if you're thinking about elevating your future stays with Hilton, looking for that diamond status, an opportunity in front of you. All right, so let's talk about the biggest update of the week, and that is the Amex refresh to the Business Platinum and Personal Platinum cards. Thankfully, I was able to talk to my team that edits the podcast, and they said, hey, we can get this out in time. So this section, we are actually recording literally the day before this episode's going out. So let's talk through briefly the updates to both the Business Platinum card and the Personal Platinum card. So for the Business Platinum card, with this relaunch, essentially Amex has upped the ante and there's an elevated welcome offer, 200,000 membership rewards after $20,000 in eligible spend, before I think the base that you would find is 150,000 points for 20K spend, now it's up to 200,000. I think probably the best thing about this card is the fact that this card is eligible now to get the Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts credit, which on the Personal Platinum used to only apply and used to only be $200 in credit per year. Now it's going to be $300 twice a year, so $600 in credits per year. So that's every 6 months, so January through June and July through December. And that is going to apply to both the personal and the business Amex card. So for the business Amex card, I think that's huge because of the fact that they didn't even have access to the $200 before, the $200 credit. So now $600 of value immediately brought to the Amex business card. The other component that I think is the most interesting to mention is that the spend category that was eligible for 1.5x on the Business Platinum is now 2x. And that was for purchases at U.S. construction material and hardware suppliers, electronic goods retailers and software and cloud system providers and shipping providers, as well as single purchases of $5,000 or more. Why do I want to point this out? Well, for those that have followed our Zill Money payroll on credit card strategy and conversation, I had mentioned that the Amex Business Platinum was the first card that I had ever used and planned to use well before I found out the 3X on the Chase Business Preferred at the time, because of the fact that I knew over $5,000 I could at least get 1.5X on my purchase to up or make up some of that fee for charging the card. Now, it's going to be 2X. So now, even though it's not a 3X, which would eat up the 3% charge, or 3% fee, I should say, 2X makes this super, super attractive using the business card for payroll when it comes to Zill Money and credit cards. That's assuming that the system is up, which that's a whole other conversation. Outside of that, most things are going to be staying the same. So things like having access to the Centurion Lounge, the $200 in annual airline fee credits, the status with Hilton and Marriott, all of those things are going to remain unchanged. So these are really the most interesting changes with the Business Platinum card. There are some other ones that are for the really big spenders. If you're spending over $250,000 a year on the business credit card, I'd wager probably not a lot of people are hitting those, so I'm not going to spend too much time talking on that. And you will still get the 35% airline bonus. There's a little bit of a catch to that. Previously, you'd get that 35% point rebate on any first or business class ticket, regardless of the airline that you book through Amex Travel. But now you'll only get that 35% rebate on your domestic airline of choice, making this a little bit less valuable in general. Now, while the business credit card is getting moved up to an $895 fee, the personal platinum card is also going up to $895, up from the previous $695. Now, anyone whose card renews between now and January 1st, you're still going to pay the $695 rate for one more year, but any renewal after that, so basically, I think either January 2nd or January, either 1st or 2nd, I'm not sure exactly how it's worded. I'm going to guess maybe January 2nd and later, it's going to be up to this new $895 fee. Now, I'm actually really, really excited about these changes to the Amex Platinum. In a world of devaluations and things kind of going to the wayside, I really like some of these changes made. We already talked about the $600 in hotel credits through Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts, the same one that's given now to the Business Platinum. That right there easily makes up for a portion of the annual fee. But the next one is the Resi credit, and that is a $100 quarterly credit for Resi, which is an online kind of restaurant reservation system, but you actually can use that towards your cost for your dining while you were there. And when I looked at the restaurants available in the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area where I live, there were a lot of options, and not all of them were five-star steakhouses where you know you're spending $300 for two people. There are many places that I think $100 could actually go a really long way. So I think that's really nice, because that makes it a nice, easy, and affordable date night at least once a quarter to be used and applied through Resi. Now, the next one is a $75 quarterly Lululemon credit, and I put this in the WhatsApp community chat that I was super excited about this, because Lululemon is literally next to my office. I think it's technically across the street. When I say across the street, though, it's like a 5-10 step walk across the street to get there, but it's right there, and it's fantastic. And I go to Lululemon probably previously, maybe once a year, get a couple of new things for CrossFit. But now $75 every quarter, I'm getting something every single quarter. Someone in our group, I think it was Kevin in our group, we're going to come back to something else that Kevin provided in our WhatsApp chat. So if you're not in there, I highly encourage you to be there. He said that if you don't wear Lulu, people can also buy gift cards and give that as a gift, probably one of the better gift cards to give gifts for. So another suggestion there. So I'm super excited about that one. The other one was a $200 Aura ring credit. I don't really see this having a ton of value outside of maybe the first year, because when you buy an Aura ring, which I think there is one that's like $195, but their newest one's closer to $350, once you use it, which if you don't know what that is, it's almost like a fitness band or an Apple Watch or a Fitbit, something that kind of tracks your health and wellness. It's a ring that does that. The newest ring costs $150, but even once you buy it, you have a monthly subscription that you need for all their health tracking services, while the $200 credit only applies to ring purchases, not to the subscription. And I don't really see many people buying an Oura ring every single year unless you want to get that as a gift, maybe. I'm not really sure, but I don't see that as being something that's probably widely used outside of the first year that it's available. I do want to take a quick step back before I forget, because I think this is actually super critical. I posted this in the WhatsApp community, as well as I posted this in the Facebook group. So again, if you're not in there, you want to take advantage of being there. The Lulu credit and the Resi credit, so $75 for Lulu and $100 for Resi per quarter, are active right now. So for Q3, you have until the end of September to use those credits to get the most value out of your card. So I would make sure, if you haven't already, plan, whether it's online, whether you walk in the store, whatever it may be, to use both of those credits if you want to get the most value out of your card. And one thing I would encourage is that make sure that the transaction posts before or by September 30th. So you don't want to charge something on September 30th and then it doesn't actually post to your card until sometime in October, October 1st or 2nd, and then now you're actually using up your Q4 benefit instead of Q3. So just something to be aware of there, a little bit of a nuance, but you absolutely want to take advantage of that. The other component is the new $120 Uber One credit. So if you're already getting the Amex Platinum's Uber Cash each month, which is nice, you actually can get up to $120 back each year when you use your Platinum to cover the entire cost of an Uber One membership. So that gets you some ride discounts, you know, $0 delivery fees on the Uber Eats platform. It's very similar to how the Sapphire Reserve gets you the upgraded version of Lyft. I think it's called Lyft Pink, maybe. And so that's an added benefit that's completely separate from the monthly Platinum's Uber Cash payout. And then the entertainment credit has gone up from $240 annually to $300 annually. And the thing I think that's important, because it wasn't just this increase of $5 per month, so $25 each month versus $20, is that the list of options are a lot broader. So in addition to Disney Plus, the Disney Plus bundle, which is ESPN and Hulu, New York Times, Paramount, Peacock, Wall Street Journal, you can actually use it towards YouTube TV and YouTube Premium as well. So that just makes it a little bit easier to maximize for, you know, households that already pay for these different streaming services. And one of the tips that Thrifty Traveler actually mentioned is to not bother using this credit towards Paramount Plus or Peacock, because you can get one of these at least complimentary if you have the Walmart Plus membership that you already get with your Platinum card. So if you didn't know that, if you have Walmart Plus, you can already choose to either get Paramount or Peacock without paying extra for it. And then the other piece is that you will all now get complimentary Leaders Club Sterling status with the leading hotels of the world. So that's a collection of 400 luxury properties worldwide, where you'll get things like daily breakfast for two, exclusive upgrades, pre-arrival upgrade opportunities. So not a high likelihood that you're going to come across a ton of these in your travels, but if you're seeking them out, 400 properties isn't a lot, but if you do see a leading hotel of the world option, you can stay there with some added perks. One thing I do want to make sure to point out and clarify as well, things like the Oura credit, the Lulu credit, the Resi credit, a lot of these benefits you do need to enroll in. So don't just go and charge your card immediately before going into the Amex app or the Amex website and enrolling in these, linking your accounts, all those different things, so you can make sure to get all these benefits from your card before you make these purchases. And also, in addition to this new Amex refresh, Amex says that they're debuting their first ever Amex travel app, which I haven't actually got a chance to take a look at, but it's going to be on iOS devices, so Apple devices now, and then Android are going to be coming in a few weeks. And it's going to be a great place. You can actually do your Amex travel bookings through the app. Nothing super exciting there, but I think the biggest piece with it that's exciting is that it's going to show lounge wait lists and estimated times. So if a Centurion lounge is full, you can now actually join the digital wait list from the app and see what estimated times are for waiting, and then see when space opens up as well, and you'll get a notification with a limited time window to get in. Now, one of the things to point out with this isn't something that you want to just try to book in advance, because once they ping you, you have, I think, a 10-minute window to check in after they let you know that there's space available. So it was frustrating previously when I've been to a few airports and I didn't have the QR code or remember the link, and I had to wait to get there after a 10 or 20 minute walk to scan the QR code to get on the wait list, when on that walk, I could have ideally have just been in line, and by the time I got to the Centurion Lounge, I would have been able to walk in or only have a minute or two wait, versus having to stand outside the Centurion Lounge for 10, 20 minutes waiting to get in. I think this is going to be super helpful to see if you know you have a connection, depending on how long your connection is it worthwhile to even bother going to the Amex Lounge, and finding some other benefits like that. And then also, finally, back by popular demand, Amex does have a tracker for your sign-up rewards or welcome offers, as they say. So if you're getting the new Business Platinum and it's a $20,000 spend in 3 months for 200,000 points, you can now see how close you are with that spend to be able to get those bonus points as well, or if you still have a little bit of a ways to go. Because a lot of people have been complaining that there was no way to actually track where your spend was in the last few months, if not longer. And so we're thankful that Amex has brought that back. So a lot of really, really solid updates and changes with the Amex Platinum and Business Platinum card that we're all really excited about. Again, I encourage you to be in the What's Up community and the Facebook group. There's been a lot of great conversation around it, a lot of perks and adjustments. And one other thing I wanted to note, and this is again another shout out to Kevin as well, is that the opportunity, it seems like, because we have a screenshot, it's in the chat here, we have an actual screenshot that says that if you didn't use your $200 fine hotel and resorts benefit with the regular personal platinum before the change, and I'm going to kind of pause here and say, if you recall, a couple weeks ago, I had mentioned on a Quick Hits that if you had not used your Amex $200 benefit yet, if you use it, you'll have the opportunity to have that reset so that you'll then get the same $300 credit today once this new benefit starts. So there are people that they were booking fine hotels and resorts for getting their $200 credits, and then they now still have a brand new $300 credit to use, so a total of $500. Well, Kevin sent us a screenshot, which again we have in the group chat, that says for those who haven't used the credit, they have access to a total of $500, so the $200 plus the $300, through the end of 2024. Now, there's been some debate on this because no one's seeing that they have $500 in their account. And I don't think we'll know this 100% until someone actually books it. But we do have some evidence that Amex chat has said that this is the case. And so, you know, if someone tries it, it doesn't work, perhaps you can use that to say, hey, this is what we were told. So we'll see. But with that, I think that will wrap up this section. There's a lot to unpack here. I had to kind of stop what I was doing today. I feel like this was big enough news to try to get into the quick hits for this week. And I think that just about covers everything with the updates to the business and the personal Amex Platinum cards. And the last thing that I wanted to mention, and shout out to Todd, who goes by travel.todd on Instagram. He gave me a slight correction that I actually knew about, but because of rushing to try to get this information out for the last quick hits, I forgot to mention. So Todd, thank you for reminding me of this. Not super helpful for all of us that just paid their quarterly estimated taxes for this past September 15th. However, this is something to keep in mind for future quarterly estimated tax payments, especially the next one, which comes up, I believe, January 15th. And so Todd says, hey, DeAndre, heads up for the future. If you add business cards to your PayPal and pay taxes through the ACI processor, you get the 1.85% on estimated payments. I confirmed this last week. I remove all cards but the one I'm using from my PayPal first to avoid any issues. Keep up the good work, man. So this is 100% something that I've heard a number of times. And Todd, again, thank you for reminding me of this point. I mentioned last week's Quick Hits about the estimated taxes and that paying with a personal card, the interest rate, or I should say the transaction fee, is much less than with a commercial card with both of the processors. For both processors, using a business credit card takes the fee up to close to about 2.85, 2.9%. On the personal side, it's only like 1.75, 1.85%. Well, if you go through PayPal, then you have the ability to actually get the 1.85%. Here's the catch, though, and this is including if you use a business credit card. Here's the catch, and I've heard other people mention this on in some other forums, that if something doesn't process correctly or go through correctly, PayPal could try to charge a different account. So let's say you are planning on using your VentureX for business to get the 2X, but for whatever reason, PayPal didn't process it correctly. There was an internal rejection. Who knows what could happen? And then PayPal decides, I'm going to go ahead and pull that from your Wells Fargo card that you also have stored on there, or God forbid your debit card, and pulls it right from your checking account. So what I've heard a lot of other people say is they remove every single other card off of their PayPal. I've heard other people that have created a separate PayPal literally just for this, where they have only one card that they use for it, and that card they use to process specifically with ACI, and they'll get the 1.85% on their estimated payments. So great information, Todd. Thank you again. Something to keep in mind for all of you guys when it comes to our next estimated tax payment, which although it's due January 15th, obviously you could also make it sooner than that. With that, we will wrap this one up. As always, I do appreciate all the engagement, all the conversation in the WhatsApp group, all the positive feedback that we receive. And something to note as well for all of you guys, that we have our 100th episode coming up. Now, technically, we're way over 100 if you include these quick hits, but I don't consider these full episodes. But our 100th episode's coming up. We are going to be doing some pretty exciting giveaways of a lot of different things, and so excited for that as well. And we have a huge giveaway, something that we did last year that some of you that have been following us for a while might remember as well. So we're going to talk through all of those things. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. If you have the opportunity and to save yourself some time in the future, leave us a rating, leave us a review, especially a rating/review on Apple or Spotify. Screenshot that and save it. Trust me, it will come in handy. And we will have some incredible giveaways coming up for you guys here in a few weeks. So with that, we'll wrap this one up. Hope everyone has had a fantastic week. Have a fantastic weekend as well. And we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.